salty about that one girl just standing me up, because I talked to her before we went.
I'm totally recording now, by the way.
She talked to me before we before I went over to Portland, which was a great time. Actually, that's the last thing that we talked about.
It is, yeah.
And I'll give a little bit of a rundown of that later in the episode. Is my mic okay?
Yeah. Hold on. Sorry, guys, we're a bit all over the place. It's been so long since we've sat down in our studio to record.
Studio, a.k.a. my apartment. But, yeah.
You know, I was looking for these the other day.
Yeah, you were looking for them at your house, and you're like, where the hell are these at?
Yeah.
So, we're currently sitting down enjoying some breakfast magpie, which is a really good mead from New Day Meadery.
So tasty.
Highly recommend it if you have the ability to go there. Also, right across the street is one of my favorite places. Have you ever been to Kuma's Corner, David?
No. We talked about it the other day.
Kuma's Corner is a restaurant that is like a heavy metal, like 70s, 80s, and today metal bar that they have a lot of craft beer on tap. They have a lot of different... like yesterday, I had when I went there like 2 days ago, I had a little sour taster of a soured Hefeweizen, and it was the strangest but almost also coolest thing I've had in a long time.
Huh.
But yeah.
I've never had a soured Hefeweizen, I don't think.
It was, like, you know when you get a really ripe banana that's really hard to
eat? Yeah, yeah.
It was like that, but sour. It was okay. Huh. It was not bad.
Okay.
But yeah. New Day Meadery. Please sponsor us.
Yeah. Hashtag no sponsorship. I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit of pitching out for myself because no one else does. I don't know if you guys know. Yeah. I host trivia every Tuesday night at Sun King Brewery in Fishers, Indiana. Please come check it out.
You'll get to see both of our lovely faces if you've never met us in person.
Yeah. Yeah. Come stalk us at Trivia Nights.
And tell me to wear a belt, like David always does.
Yeah. Boomba's provides pizza.
Free pizza.
Free pizza for our trivia nights. Yeah, come out and see us.
Like, they have some, like, the way that I would describe Boomba's pizza is it's very experimental.
Yeah,
like, they have a
yeah.
lot of, like, things you wouldn't think to put on pizza, but then when you do, it's like, oh, wow.
They try them out on us.
Yeah, we're the lab rats.
We kind of are, yeah.
But it's good. I've never had a bad pizza from them.
Yeah, me neither.
I've never had a bad free pizza from them.
I've never... Like, they invited me to their VIP party earlier in the year, a couple months back, and it was awesome. It was really cool. I eat stuff on those pizzas that I would never eat on anyone else's pizza.
Like what?
Well, I hate mushrooms.
Yeah.
And olives. And I can eat mushrooms and olives on their pizzas.
I don't know what it is. Like, I used to hate mushrooms or the idea of mushrooms when I would eat when I was a kid. I still hate mushrooms by themselves. There's only two restaurants that I'll eat mushrooms from.
Mm-hmm.
Boomba's is one of them, and Chow is the other one.
It makes sense. Two very good local places. Hashtag no sponsorship.
But yeah.
But come out and see us on Tuesday night at Sun King Brewery hosting trivia. It is not affiliated with the podcast, but I do it anyway.
I do it because I like the taste.
Yeah.
Do it anyway because I like the taste.
We like them.
If you can name the reference movie that I got that from, put that in the comments below. I'll be impressed.
Yeah.
Do you even get the reference?
No. What's it from? No, we can't.
We can't.
Yeah, we can't.
We have to wait and see if people...
Tell me next week.
I will.
Will you remember?
I don't think I will.
Will we actually record next week?
Another I don't know.
Right? Oh, man. So
to give you a reason why we haven't been recording is...
I think we said it last time, too.
With David getting a new job and me being all over the place with my two jobs, it's hard, guys.
It is. It is indeed a pain in the ass sometimes.
But we do this because we have a lot of fun doing it. We enjoy talking about stuff like this. So don't think that we're going to go away because we like this.
They should know by now. If they've been listening to this show for any amount of time... They should know that the release schedule is not consistent.
Yeah.
And I think the longest I've ever taken off is 2 months.
Yeah. And was that because you didn't have somebody until I came on?
Yes and no. It was more, I think that time was when Gilman moved to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then probably between, who was the last one I had before you? Peaches?
Peaches was on here.
before.
Was that a few episodes or like a episode?
No, it was a few. It was a good couple of months.
What happened to that dude?
Oh, I still see him every so often. He got promoted at FedEx, and
I don't know what it is about him. Like, I enjoy him.
Yeah.
And I know I'm a weird guy, but he gives me like a weird, like strange vibe.
Gotcha.
Not like a like, because there's a lot of vibes other people give off. Like there's like the that's a person I want to avoid because they're kind of anger prone, or that person's a little like loopy prone. I don't know where to place him, and that's what makes him seem weird to me. He's so inconsistent.
Gotcha.
He's a good guy though. I enjoy his company.
Before him, it was Kyle.
Okay.
Who. I fired from the podcast after he said something super racist.
Really?
On air, yeah.
Well, I hate white people, so.
But yeah, it was pretty bad. It was, I'm not going to repeat it, well, but it was pretty bad. Yeah.
What we're going to talk about on this episode is not just about our lives and
apologize. Why not? That's fun to do.
But, I mean, there's going to be some sort of, like geeky stuff we have to talk about.
Yes.
So.
Trivia nights at at Sunkey Brewery in Fishers,
please
Indiana.
Please come. Please.
Yes. Please. Please, please, please.
But,
free food. I don't know if I can bribe you enough.
Free food, great beer.
Yeah.
It's not to like. And get to see our smiling faces.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? The other day, somebody asked me, and this was a customer at my Swedish furniture company that I work at. They asked me.
I like how you care.
Do you ever smile?
Oh.
That was like, because, I mean, I don't know where I was in my thought processes, because guys, I was probably thinking about.
You that. Always smile at our other job.
Yeah, I smile at that job, but the thing is usually when I'm at my main job, it's so strange. Like, I'll be. At Sun King, I'm like, I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to help people because I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm here, and it's a fun job. But when I'm at IKEA, when I'm at the Swedish furniture company.
nice save.
When I'm at the Swedish furniture company, it's definitely like I'm here to work. I'm here to enjoy some of my coworkers' companies. But I'm definitely not always 100% at the job. I'm thinking about, what did I read last night? What am I talking about on with my friends? What's going on in my social?
What's your manager's name so I can email them?
His name is Kirk.
Kirk?
No, I'm not telling you.
Captain?
I wish.
Is he your Captain Kirk?
I'm at. sorry that. I'm a little bit under the influence of certain.
Yeah, I'm sure he over the next hour he's gonna be a little bit more.
I have so much goddamn beer in my fridge.
Awesome. It's awesome.
But it's so strange that like there'll be busy times where I'm in like because the thing is when I'm ever thinking about designing kitchens, which is what I do, I'm so in the zone I can't really take outside information. I'm talking to the people, like, is this the most efficient way to use your kitchen? Is this the most efficient cabinetry and stuff like that? So I get, like, really in the zone. And then when I'm not in that mindset, I'm completely, like, where am I going with my life? What's the meaning of life? What's the meaning of what's the purpose of my life? Where, why is this history, a historic event possible? Why is it relevant?
Why is Gamora?
A lot of just, like, out there thoughts. And one of my favorite things that one of my coworkers always tells me is like, you know, I always enjoy talking to you because you always teach me something that I didn't know. And I like that about
myself.
That's
adorable.
And I like that about myself because I'll always teach, because even though I'm the youngest person on my team, I feel like I have most, life knowledge, but I have the most book knowledge.
Gotcha.
So it's interesting to interact with people who are not only eager to hear my weirdness, but eager to learn. Because I am a treasure trove of stupid random facts.
Yes, you are.
So here's one. Do you know why the military salute?
No.
So this is an interesting fact from the medieval times. If you were a knight in shining armor, and this is like a full-clad, like, medieval times motherfucker,
in order to show attention when you were about to go into battle or you were about to joust, you would have a helmet that has a face shield. And in order to see properly, you'd have to actually lift up your face shield. So as you lift up your face shield, you're actually putting your hand in a salute position. So in order to show reverence to the king and to your opponent, you would lift up your face shield, showing that you are of sound mind, of sound body, that I am ready to undertake this either battle, joust, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you would close your thing back down. So the saluting comes from that idea of lifting up your face mask and coming to attention.
Huh. The more you know with Kurt Steiner.
I have a lot of these random facts.
Oh, that's incredible.
Let's talk about Captain Marvel. Let's get back to
the to the juice. Back to the juice. So last time we talked, pictures had just dropped of Captain Marvel. And now we have a trailer, which I'm going to pull up on my phone real fast.
I mean, we have a computer.
I know, it's on there. It's over there. Hey, but kid, I got the program up.
I'm a computer.
I got that. Stop all the download.
Have you seen that? What's that? Have you seen that video? The G.I. Joe, like, ad-libs? Oh, those are so funny.
No.
Hey, kid, I'm a computer. Stop all the download. All
right, here we are. Captain Marvel.
And, of course, the first scene is her crashing into a Blockbuster.
Yeah, how else to establish that this is set in the 90s, Kurt?
Hold on. Let me think of other ways to establish this is in the 90s.
Okay.
Bill Clinton, saxophoning.
I'm sure that'll be in here.
Bill Clinton with his saxophone.
Well, we don't know what time in the 90s. It could be pre-Bill Clinton. It could be in 90, which would still be George Bush.
A decent kind of economy. Pre-internet economy. What else? Neon. Neon windbreakers. That's another one.
Okay. I mean, we might get all of that.
I hope we get some neon windbreakers.
We might get some boy bands.
Boy bands, yeah. I'd be okay with that. You know what? That'd be really fucking cool if we got like
a cameo. Look how empty. Hold on. They predicted the future. Did you see how empty that Blockbuster was?
But it's like, it's like midnight. Come on. Know.
There's a familiar voice.
You know, isn't that around the same time that Sam Jackson was doing Pulp?
Yeah.
It's set in the 90s, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's filmed in the 90s. It looks like she's wearing her green uniform for a good amount of the movie.
So, yeah, it does look like she's wearing her Star Force uniform, the green and gray blackish that we saw from the set photo or the photos from Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, that we talked about last time.
Yeah, so she could very well be in that a lot of the movie. But also, another way to establish it's in the 90s is give Sam Jackson both eyes and a full head of hair.
True.
It's hard to explain.
By the way, this comes out on International Women's Day.
Oh, super empowering. Nice. Yeah.
So it seems like we're getting an origin story, but not your traditional.
Like she has memory loss.
Yeah.
Probably from her Kree indoctrination of some form. Jude Law. I'm so excited. Jude Law is Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Well, not Captain Marvel.
No, actually, there's...
Mar-Vale.
Maybe.
He's got to be Mar-Vale.
Nerdist News actually presented a good theory on who he is. Highly recommend checking out that video. I don't remember the character's name.
Have we gotten to the part with Punchy Granny?
No, that's happening right now.
Okay.
So I'll take it back.
In the trailer, we see a little bit of the scrolls. And they
Scroll look, boy band.
The Scroll boy band. So, Punchy Granny.
There's a great shot in it of Captain Marvel punching an old lady, which obviously she's a Scroll.
Not
a
Scroll. I hope it's not a Scroll. Right? I hope it's a misunderstanding.
Like, oh no!
That'd be so funny.
One shot of... After that, we get one shot of Ronan. We get a shot of the pager. We also saw Agent Coulson with a full head of hair as well.
But he's always had a full head of hair.
No, like, almost wavy full head of hair.
Oh, like a mullet.
Not quite, but it's longer. We get.
So what the hell? Is he a robot?
No.
Because he got killed in Avengers. How the fuck did he survive that?
Well, for instance, this is in the 90s.
Okay, but in reality, how did he survive
that? He went to a magical place. Went to Tahiti.
I've been to fucking Tahiti. It's nothing.
It's a magical place.
It's not a fucking magical place. It's a third world country that has one 5-star resort that everybody thinks is the best thing ever, but the rest of the country is so destitute that you get that I was legitimately scared for. I'm a big 6-foot tall dude. I was scared for my own goddamn safety when I was in Tahiti.
You find out
I can't
in
even
the first
imagine
season,
what it's like for a woman to walk on Tahiti by themselves. I can't fucking imagine.
I don't remember how they explained it, but they do tell you in the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I just don't remember. There was a nice touching moment with... have you ever watched any Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Not really, I'm not...
Not big, yeah, okay. But Sam Jackson's in a couple episodes.
Mm.
And there's a nice dialogue between both of them in the first season where what saved Coulson was actually put in place. Sam Jackson's like, this protocol was put in place to save an Avenger. And it's just like, aww.
Hmm.
Aw, that's a nice touching moment.
So he's an honorary Avenger.
Yeah. It's like, aw, that's adorable. Okay. We do get to see her go binary right here, which is one of her cool powers. We also see her with the helmet and mohawk.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, awesome. They knock it out of the park with that. I do think some of her lines were delivered weird. Like, just kind of stale lines. Like, they just picked the first take and went with it.
You have to for the movie. I'm hoping... it looks like in this trailer... Like, you can tell in the trailers of Guardians of the Galaxy that it's going to be a little, like, loosey-goosey, not too serious. Same thing with Ant-Man. You could tell that it's, oh, yeah, it's a heist movie, but it's not, like a super serious movie. This movie looks like it's going to take its subject matter really seriously, and I hope that there's a little bit of comedy thrown in.
It's a Marvel movie. I'm sure there is. Where is it?
Well, I mean, at least mentioning and crashing into a blockbuster is kind of a comedic, like, hey guys, you remember the 90s? There was things like Blockbuster and Windbreakers and Rugrats.
Right.
You know, I was talking to one of my coworkers at the Swedish furniture company about, like, she asked me legitimately, because she knows how young I am, do you know what life was like before the internet? And I was like, actually, I can remember what life was like for like 3 years of my life before. Because, I mean, the internet was created, I believe, in like 93, the year that I was born.
Probably. No, it's actually before then.
But, I mean, it didn't become commonplace that people could access.
So I was a fan of the podcast, The X-Files Files.
Okay.
By Kumail Nanjiani. Mm-hmm. He was the host of that. He doesn't do it anymore. At least he hasn't in a long time. But they actually pull up, because they go through X-Files episode by episode, doing
Holy
like a
fuck,
commentary.
That must be a long podcast.
No, they stopped like halfway through the third season. But it's neat because they pull up the old forums from when the show was first airing in 91, 92, which I think is really neat.
Okay. So, I mean...
Interesting part about, back to Captain Marvel, the poster came out too. Which has an amazing detail for fans.
What's that detail?
There is a cat.
Okay.
That is Carol Danvers' pet cat, Chewie.
Is that significant to the comic book? I've never read Captain Marvel, so I don't know.
So, her pet cat, Chewie.
Wait. Is this the actual actress's?
No. It's
I was
going to
say,
character.
Like, just... Shit, get away. You're not supposed to be in this photo.
No, it's just a neat little detail. That Captain Marvel has an alien cat.
That looks like a Cthulhu motherfucker.
Oh, that's just a nice cover that has Rocket and Captain Marvel and Chewie.
That's a terrifying cat. That's not even... Is it really a cat, though?
No, it's an alien... It's an alien cat.
So it's a shapeshifter.
Of some kind, sure.
The fuck?
But it's also named Chewie after Chewbacca.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. There's actually an interesting idea going around that Rocket and Groot might make a cameo in the movie, which will be nice. Just at some, like, space bar, almost like in a cantina scene.
That would be interesting, because, like, you know what would really make me happy is if it's like, hi, I'm Rocket. I am Groot. Like, them, their first meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be...
Just so, in the background?
That'd be super cool.
So, yeah, I'm super excited about that.
I'm looking forward to it.
It does make me kind of wish they would have waited for Ant-Man and the Wasp more for now.
So you would rather had Captain Marvel than...
No. It just seems like we have a big, long gap before Captain Marvel. So we got three Marvel movies pretty fast. Black Panther, Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, all within...
A year.
Well, yeah, but all within 5 months. I kind of wish they had saved Ant-Man and the Wasp for the back part of this year. The reason why they're doing
that is because they still want you to feel the shock of everyone's dead.
I mean, which it's Ant-Man and the Wasp was like a palate cleanser, and then they hit you with it again. It's like, oh, no, dusting, yay.
Speaking of sadness, have you finished the Spider-Man game?
I did finish the Spider-Man game.
Spoilers.
That is game of the year, hands down. Game of the year.
So, for those of you who haven't beaten it, I've never played it.
Yeah.
I've never played it, but I mean, I'm one of those weird people who's like, I don't have the money or the station to play this, so I'm going to watch every single cutscene.
The PlayStation?
The PlayStation.
The game features one of the best versions of Dr. Octopus ever put on screen.
Dr. Octagonopus?
He is amazing. The portrayal of Doc Ock is... So, they didn't tell you who the main... All the promotion stuff leads you to believe that Negative is going to be the main villain.
That's right.
It's Dr. Octopus.
So, all I know from the ending, because I've seen it, because internet spoils everything.
No.
May's dead.
May dies, yeah.
What did she die of?
Octavius unleashes a virus in New York City, and they're working to get the cure, but they... Peter doesn't get it in time, and May dies from it.
What kind of contagion?
Oh, I don't quite remember how they... Yeah. I don't quite remember how they described it. It's bad.
It's really bad.
But they do some neat things with the Spider-Man lore in it. They made Mary Jane a reporter for the Bugle, which I really liked. The way they introduce Miles is incredible.
They have Miles Morales in it?
Yeah, Miles is in the game. You see him get bit and everything. Like, that all happens in the game. The post-credit scene was really nice and charming. That had Miles come into Peter's apartment. And it was just like, Pete, I've got to talk to you about something. He was like, I don't know who else to go to. I have to talk to you about this. And then Miles also doesn't know who Peter is. He knows Peter Parker, but doesn't know that he's Spider-Man. And Miles then jumps and sticks to the ceiling.
Oh, shit.
And then Peter joins him. And it was a really nice, touching moment.
Huh.
And it's just like, oh, adorable. So hopefully in the next game, it would be really cool to see if you, like, depending on the mission, you could, like, switch back and forth between the two Spider-Men.
Speaking of which, I'm also looking forward to Enter the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, me too. Before then, you know what we get in 2 weeks?
What?
Venom.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll go see it. I'll let you know how it is.
You know, I might see it.
Yeah.
I might. But isn't this week My Hero?
Yeah. I'm seeing that on Thursday.
Enjoy that.
Kurt didn't get tickets soon enough before it sold out.
Yeah, it sold out before I could get tickets. But at the same time, I'm going to enjoy Thursday because I have it off from both jobs. And since it's not 90 degree weather
anymore. You should still go see it. Go see it at Studio Movie Grill or something. No.
I have a plan for Thursday. Yeah. Since I have it off from both jobs and it's nice outside, yeah. I'm going to go for a nice, really long possible hike and spend the night in a tent in Fort Benjamin Harrison.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
Because I don't have to report into work the next day until 3, so I could pitch a tent and pack up a tent.
In your pants.
I could. Oh, it'd be nice to get back to nature, just having a... You know, I don't actually have the heat on in my apartment, so last night I slept in like 66 degree temperatures.
Yeah.
I slept so deep. I had a great time.
That's why I have a window unit in my bedroom that's always at 67 degrees. It's nice.
I think this is my fourth beer, so I'm going to start seeing things. I'm not seeing things. Oh. I'm going to start getting a little more than just tipsy. But that's the benefit of recording in your own apartment. So as soon as we're done here, if I need to, I can just crash.
Right.
Unlike at the last place when we were doing Revolution Brewing.
It wasn't Revolution. It was Redemption.
That thing. R word.
Yes.
This is weird. Unfiltered dry hopped passion fruit IPA.
Is that from 18th Street?
I don't know where it's from.
No. Well,
Mad Tree?
Mad Tree out of Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. Oh, yeah, going back to Spider-Man, though. I'm calling it Game of the Year right now. I have had the most fun playing this thing. I 100%ed the game already.
Already?
Already.
You've gotten all the backpacks and everything.
Everything. I 100%ed the game before I did the final boss.
That's smart.
Nothing in it is unattainable. It was really nice. It was nice having a game where they don't focus on, oh, do 100 hours of online play to get this fucking trophy. No. I can just unlock everything.
So how far of New York can you go to? I know you can do all of...
All of Manhattan.
All of Manhattan. Can you do anything else?
No. Just Manhattan.
Just Manhattan. Okay.
Yep. Yep. And it's actually one of the...
But doesn't he live in Queens?
Not in this.
Oh, okay.
It's adult Peter Parker.
Okay.
I mean, he's in the game. He's been Spider-Man for 8 years.
Okay.
So he's competent. It's not like you're dealing with, hey, I'm new Spider-Man. No, it's.
So do you get any other character, like any other Marvel characters that like cameo besides their buildings?
No.
So you don't get like a Stark or a Daredevil.
Mm-mm. We see Nelson and Murdoch, Alias Investigations, stuff like that. Avengers Tower.
I thought I could have sworn that the Sanctum Sanctorum was not on mainland, not Manhattan.
No, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was over in Brooklyn.
No. Well, Sanctum Sanctorum's in it, and it's nice. There's all these locations, but they don't make it about. The problem is, if you introduce other characters into a Spider-Man game, it's not necessarily a Spider-Man game anymore.
True.
And they wanted it to be a Spider-Man story.
Cheese. That's why this tastes weird. It tastes like cheese.
Weird. Okay.
Took me a while. Sorry, that was a random outburst from me.
Yeah. I cannot praise this game enough. I can't wait for DLC in October.
Isn't it going to be Black Cat?
Yeah, DLC? Black Cat's the first DLC. I would love for them to do something like Kraven the Hunter.
That would be fun.
Just do Kraven's Last Hunt as a DLC episode.
Where he has to dig himself out of a grave.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be so well
That'd be
done.
A really cool quick time event.
Yeah. Yeah, and it would, I mean, it's self-contained. It's something that can be told in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting because they announced 3 DLCs. The first one's Black Cat. We don't know the other two, but they're coming out monthly. So October,
Does
November, and December.
Does Goblin make it?
No. Norman is in the game.
Does Hobgoblin make it?
No.
Does any of the goblins
No.
make
Harry is out in Europe. There's clues throughout the game. You find out that Harry is sick, and we don't know what's causing it. But we also get into Norman's lab, and there's clues in the lab that Norman might be working on something. So it definitely builds up to where the next game could be a Goblin game. But also, the post-credit scene before we see Miles with powers, it's Norman with a symbiote.
Oh, so what's his face?
Well,
like when Green Goblin.
I'm sure it'll. Carnage,
what was his name?
The Red Goblin. That just happened in Dan Slott's run of the book.
That's fucked. That's an OP character for sure.
Yeah.
Chocolate Oreos. Sorry about the crinkling. Unintentional ASMR.
But it would be neat if, just due to lining up of properties, to have one of the DLCs be Venom DLC. Like, maybe not save that for the next game, just have it be a whole DLC episode.
You think they would get Tom Harding to voice him?
Doubt it. No. But it would just be some nice synchrony between the products. I don't know if you knew this, but Marvel Studios had actually gone to Sony and Activision to make an MCU Spider-Man game. So it was originally intended to be like Tom Holland's Spider-Man and set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And Activision was just like, can we do our own story?
Well, I mean...
And they were like, yeah, fine.
Video game... Movies based off of video game... Sorry. Video games based off of movies have been out of style since... 2010.
But it wouldn't have been based on one. It would have just been one set.
One of my favorite games of all time that's based off of a movie. Fucking awful movie to a lot of people. I still love the goddamn movie. I love the first movie. I hate the second movie. Ghost Rider.
Okay. Yeah.
Ghost Rider had a kick-ass...
It did. It was like a God of War ripoff.
It was a God of War ripoff, but it was fun to play. It was challenging. And it was the only game that... Back when the original PSP came out, it was between that and the Call of Duty that they had on PSP. I would play that for hours.
But, you know, one thing that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is really good about is doing stories that are canon, even outside of the movies. Like, they have their comic book tie-ins.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of course, various TV shows across multiple platforms. They're all still canon in the greater MCU. That's what the game probably would have been as well. And I doubt they would have wanted to do a straight adaptation of their movies, because they did that with like the first phase of movies.
But that's
and
what
they sucked.
Made Spider-Man 2, the video game, so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Honestly,
for sure.
And that was the first. Honestly, I think that was the first game to take a real life, real world exploration seriously.
Yeah, it's one of the first open world. I mean, look at it now. It looks awful. Fucking terrible.
It's awful, and you have to chase a bunch of fucking balloons.
Yeah.
It was the first one to really take, like, let's take a map of New York City and actually have you play all through it.
This is, the one that's in Marvel Spider-Man is one of the most accurate maps of New York ever to be created. So that's
You know what's funny? I bet you could find, if I gave you the address of where my sister works, could you find it?
I was able to somewhat track down, well, I did track down the Ghostbuster Firehouse in the game.
If I give you the legitimate address of my sister...
No, because it's not that accurate.
It's not that accurate. Okay.
Yes. So it's not like they went around and mapped out everything, just kind of the big, iconic...
Well, I mean, I bet you could get to the location.
Well, I was even trying to find... I was even trying to find the...
But I mean, you can go to Broadway and see the Broadway signs.
Yeah. I tried going to the Dakota Hotel.
Yeah.
In the game, just because I was visiting places I've been in real life in New York City. It's not on there.
What about the Rockefeller Center?
Yes. Yeah, Rockefeller Center is. Radio City Music Hall, all that's in the game. You can go visit all that. But it's like, all right, here I am right next to Central Park. I want to go see the Dakota. It's where John Lennon was killed. I want to go see this. And you can follow the street signs. They're labeled, and they skip every other street. So it is kind of condensed.
I'm going to legitimately give you my sister's work address and see if you can find
it. I would have to pull it up on a map of New York City and be like, all right, this is... And like when I did that, that's what I tried to do with the Ghostbusters Firehouse, because I heard it was in the game. I had seen pictures. I wanted to go find it for myself. I pulled it up on Google Maps. I was like, all right, this is the intersection it's on. Let me see if I can find it. And it ended up being way different on the actual map to the game map. It ended up being quite a big difference. But the corner was labeled the right street corner, so...
Okay. So, I mean...
It, yeah. It's like chunks are missing.
You know, I think that that's like a weird meta situation. It's like, I've actually been here in New York City. Oh, so here's a fun story.
Yeah.
When I was helping my sister move in New York City, we had a pickup truck. We were the only pickup truck in all of Manhattan.
I can believe that 100%.
Nobody, everybody's compact cars. And I remember seeing all these head turns of people like, is that a pickup truck in Manhattan?
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh man, that was a fun time. Driving a, and this thing takes up so much more space than a normal car. Like, all the streets are designed for, like, skinny cars.
Yeah.
Don't drive a pickup truck in Manhattan.
It's, no, don't. Don't drive in Manhattan.
Don't drive in Manhattan if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
The tube's a lot of fun. And isn't that the quick travel in the game is the tube?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of neat. Okay. It's actually a trophy. You ride the subway 5 times to unlock a trophy.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's little stuff like that. Interact with, like, 10 civilians. Like, you can high-five them. You can do... You can actually do finger guns. Which I thought was nice. You can find the pizzeria that Peter worked at in Spider-Man 2.
Oh,
that's been closed. Yes. It's closed down, but it's playing the same music.
Yeah.
It's just, like, awesome. One of the nice Easter eggs are the boat people.
Oh, yeah, the polygon motherfuckers.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So you're not supposed to go be able to make it out to the boat, but there's you can.
And if for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, certain games, like big, massive interactive games, sometimes cut down quality of certain character developed characters. Because
they're supposed to be out of reach. You're not supposed to be able to reach them.
And they're background characters, so it doesn't really matter. But if you actually go out to the boat, people that are riding boats, they literally look like PS1 rendering humans.
Yeah, and they believe it's a reference. Insomniac Games, not Activision. I've been saying Activision the whole time because they used to produce the Spider-Man games.
They did, yeah. Please don't sue us.
Yeah. Insomniac probably put it in there as a clever reference to Spider-Man 2 as well, because they were like PS1 level graphics in the Spider-Man 2 game out there in the boat people.
What else? Oh, yeah. Joker.
Joker? Actually, there's a bunch of DC news. So last week, news broke that Henry Cavill was done with Superman. That may have been premature. Both Cavill and Warner Brothers have come out and have said that's not the case. There just aren't any plans currently for another Superman movie, which is stupid. They should have hopped on that. We should have had a sequel to Man of Steel before BVS. We really should have. So I wish they had another Superman movie in production. We need it. We should have had it already. But apparently contract negotiations broke down to have him cameo in Shazam. And that's where all this came from. So it's not an accurate report. So I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
It's looking more and more likely that we might get John Hamm replacing Affleck, though, which I love John Hamm. Mad Men, Don Draper. He's in the Bad Times at El Royale coming out here in about a week.
That's a movie I legitimately want to see.
Yeah, me too.
You know, that's what we should do. We should see it in theaters and do another hour.
My buddy's coming down from New York and he's buying tickets, so I'll let you know, and maybe you can hop
maybe,
on.
Maybe we can do a big collaboration.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, Gilman will be down for that one, so that'd be nice. Yeah. So hopefully that's just what it is. It's just a weird little news thing that came out that's not quite accurate.
Speaking of not quite accurate news, I was talking to you this about earlier. I was reading something about how Kavanaugh, his vote got canceled.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Kavanaugh.
I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, but when you get as many political posts as I do from both the left and the right, It's hard to find out what's fake news and what's real news.
It looks like you kind of dropped out for a second. Hold on.
Did I drop out?
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you on my microphone.
Am I on?
Come down. Yeah, come down here.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're here now. But you weren't. You saw that your line was completely static.
That's weird.
Yeah, continue. Sorry if that peaked in your ears. I apologize.
Sorry about that, guys. But just, it's... I do like the idea of fake news now, because the thing is there's so many right-wing, left-wing, right-wing, left-wing on my Facebook page. I don't have cable at my TV. All it is internet.
Yeah.
So I honestly, legitimately don't watch the news. So when I do get the news, it's usually from my Swedish furniture company, where I'm just sipping a cup of coffee and Fox News happens to be on.
Ugh. They watch Fox News there?
You see, the only news that I enjoy, and this is probably because of my conditioning, is because my father is a stockbroker.
Yeah.
Is the only news source that I trust is MSNBC, because it's all about stocks.
Yeah.
And that's the only legitimate news source besides NPR and the BBC.
I always have it on NPR. Oh, actually, there's something to talk about.
So we didn't get to the fact of Joker.
No. Before that, there's another comic coming out.
You're peaking real hard.
Oh yeah, I am. Let's turn that down a hair.
Yeah, there you go.
I had adjusted it to check yours.
Sorry if we just made your earbuds
blew your ears
burst.
Yeah. So it's really funny. I haven't got it yet because my comics haven't shipped. So DC started their Black Label.
What's that mean?
It's basically the adult DC line. It's called Black Line. It's for mature readers.
Oh, is that the one where we get to see Batman's dick?
Yeah. the Batawang.
I remember seeing this on Reddit the other day, and everybody's just freaking the fuck out. I was like, bat dick.
It's not... I don't see what the big deal is. It's the...
You know,
it's
for a guy,
reader's line.
For a guy who's so fucking muscular, he's got a very average package.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah?
I mean, it's the whole, like, Superman complex. Like, you're throbbing in every other muscle, but you've got nothing in your underpants.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
drama. But he's also an alien, so he might have, like, a weird cloaca
Superman?
Kind of penis.
Yeah. We don't know what Superman's dick looks like. He might have three.
He might have a weird cloaca thing that has jaws.
Yeah, we don't know. But Batman's looks pretty average.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's ever front and center, like, oh, look at Batman's dick. it's just kind of
Robin!
There.
Robin, look at my dick!
Yeah, it's just kind of there. But in, like, partially shadowed, you just get, like, the outline of it.
But this time, we get to see, like, it's not like it's just full on, like, here's a penis. It's like, oh, yeah, it's still shaded and whatnot. But it's like,
yeah.
Hey, there's a penis.
Yeah, like,
he has male anatomy.
Yeah, he has normal male anatomy. Good job. But everyone's losing their fucking minds that DC put Batman's dick in a comic book.
Well, it's because everybody who's... not secure in their own masculinity is like, he's too average, he's too small, his looks just like mine. Oh wait.
But like it's made it on every late night show this week. It's been everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, because DC wanted to sell some comic books.
And
I mean, it's also in their adult line. It's the first book in their adult publishing line.
I really don't see the problem.
I don't either. I really don't. And DC's
and
already
it's not
announced...
like it's even an erect penis. It's a fucking flaccid penis.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, maybe he's a grower. Maybe he's not a shower.
He's a grower, not a shower, yeah. So you see his ass. No one's complaining about seeing full buttocks.
But they're all complaining about his dick because it's either too similar to people's or it's just not... Whatever.
It's
Batman's
dick.
It's the
first time in Batman's 75-plus-year history that you get to see his dick.
Oh, no. He has real male anatomy? Oh, no.
Oh, no. He doesn't have a bat dick?
He doesn't have a batarang as a penis?
Yeah. So, DC's censoring future copies of the book, and it's already been censored on the digital side.
That's dumb. If you're going to go for an adult-themed book, you have to, like... And the thing is in the one frame where they show his dick...
It's like one or two, yeah.
One or two frames that they show his dick, it's not like it's sexually explicit.
No.
It's... Because the difference...
He's just walking around the back half naked.
Because the difference between porn and art is the difference between arousal and non-arousal.
Yeah.
If the guy has an erect penis, it might be considered softcore.
Yeah.
But if it's just a like let's say Michelangelo's David,
yeah,
that's not porn. That's art. That's art.
Yeah. And I mean the comic is a piece of art.
Yeah. Now, if all of a sudden we see Batman ramming, who knows, Catwoman with a full-on erect penis.
Or Robin.
I mean, no judgment.
No. It's their adult line. They can do it.
Yeah, it's their adult line. And if they're both consenting adults,
yeah,
they're totally fine. But that's the moment when it would stop being artistic. And it would be like, oh, yeah, this is porn.
Yeah. And that's not what they're going for in the book. I don't get the big deal.
Well, I mean, the big deal is like, oh shit, a penis! Oh shit, a penis!
In a kid's book. It's not a kid's book.
But I will say this, though. Ever since art has been a thing, since our primeval times as Homo sapiens, you will always see the female figure depicted more often than the male figure. Like in Game of Thrones, you never see penis. You'll just see a bunch of guys' ass, but you do see full naked females. The thing is I think that we'll get to that later. I can't read. I'm legitimately that drunk. I cannot read.
All right.
That artistically speaking, that the female form has always been more considered beautiful than the male form. So it's interesting to think that it's a controversy that we're showing a naked male versus a naked female, which we would have no problem with, because the naked female body is always considered to be artistic, while we see a flaccid penis and it's considered to be offensive or, holy shit, this is the newest big deal. The human body is a human body. I don't care what junk you're given. It is what it is, and it's a work of art.
All right, so comicbook.com.
I'm going to get another beer, because
an article.
I'm still drinking.
Yeah. Comicbook.com just posted an article from Nicole Drum. Headline reads, Genital Rights Organizations Upset Over Batman's New Comic. If you've been paying attention to comics in the past week, then you likely know that Batman Damned revealed a whole new side of the Dark Knight, his naked genitalia. Now, a genitalia rights organization is weighing in on this... It's weighing in on this intimate look at the superhero, and they aren't happy. In an interview with The Blast, Genital Anatomy America founder and director Marilyn Milos spoke out about the appearance of Bruce Wayne / Batman's penis, not because of the nudity, but because he's circumcised. With Milos comparing circumcision to child sex abuse.
Do I still have my old yogurt? Oh shit, that had mold in it. This needs to go in the trash.
So, this is a big deal. Batman's penis is causing everybody to be upset.
It's not coming out of my fridge. There it is.
Neither is Batman's penis.
Nope, it's not coming out of the fridge. Do you want to see some weird mold?
No, I don't.
No, there is no weird mold, but it still needs to go.
it's just, I don't... Oh, man, that smelled really bad,
you
Kurt.
You smell it? You can smell
yeah,
it.
I smelled that. You should not have opened that. Gross. Yeah. So Batman's dick has everybody in a frenzy.
What is this?
It's a Hellsbach.
What's that?
I believe.
So, we recently had an event here down in Indianapolis called Can Invitational.
I don't know what this is.
Where we invite a bunch of different breweries from all over the states. And because we work at the place that they, that puts on the event, they give all the employees... No, they give all the employees, like, hey, we have a lot of leftover beer from other places. Would you guys like a free case of beer?
Yes.
So, I'm working my... Oh, it's Phoenix, Arizona.
It's from Phoenix.
So, I'm trying to work through as much beer as possible on this. Because, I mean, it's socially acceptable because there's another person in my apartment that I can drink like this.
Yeah.
But if I was by myself drinking 4 or 5 beers, I'm like, wow, I'm fucked.
That's why I keep telling you, if you get down to one job, you need a pet.
I do. I would love to have a pug.
You look like a pug kind of guy.
Oh, dude, let me show you this shirt that I got from Portland. Never mind. I can't show... On this, okay, no. So it's called a pug corn. It's got a picture of a pug with wings and a unicorn horn.
I saw on Facebook earlier, someone has like a roasted corn truck. It's like corn on the cob that you would get at a state fair. But the name of the truck and logo is reminiscent of something else. It's called Corn Hub. Yeah. Bravo.
Bravo to that.
Bravo corn truck owner.
Bravo corn truck. You know what's going on in the world.
Also, ooh, this week, what kind of beer is it?
I don't know. It's hoppy something. Tastes like feet.
It's a Imperial IPA of some kind. I don't know why that's not labeled.
It should be. Is that legal?
Yeah. I mean, it was for festival, so they probably knew what it was.
I don't care. I'm just drinking to drink.
Yeah. In other DC news, this week I'm sure we've talked about it in the past, but they're moving along. They started filming a solo Joker movie that is outside of the DCEU, so it might be good. It's from the same director as the Hangover movies, and we know he can make the same movie three times. So we'll see how he does with something new.
But this is going to be an origin story, isn't it?
Yes, it is an origin story for the Joker.
And there's like hundreds and thousands of those here. Do you mind handing me that glass?
Yeah. This is the first time that the Joker has been given a actual name. They tried a while back with like Jack Napier in the first Tim Burton Batman movie that never stuck.
So is he going by Joe Carr?
No. It's something weird. I would have to look it up. I should have had that ready, but I didn't. But earlier, I think it was last weekend, we got our first look of Joaquin Phoenix as pre-Joker Joker.
So just himself?
Just himself. Pretty much. No, it was still like in like costume and without the
Joaquin Phoenix with long hair.
Yeah, pretty much. But this week we were actually met with a makeup test,
which looks weird.
It doesn't. I don't think it looks weird. It just looks different.
Because the thing is you're used to the whole idea of bright red lips with white paste and darkened eyes, mm-hmm. but the way that they do this clown is like a traditional clown would be, with blue eye shadow, white paste, red lips, and he looks like a carnival clown. He doesn't look like a he looks like a carnival clown. He doesn't look like a mass murderer, except for his clothes.
Yeah, he kind of does.
No. Like, legitimately, he looks like he's just a clown. Like, if he didn't have the green hair, if he didn't have the green legitimate hair, like an afro on there, I would say, like, oh, that looks like a legitimate clown.
I'm glad, like, the suit is very reminiscent of the Joker.
The 1950s Joker.
Of
the 1930s.
It's that burgundy outer coat, the orange vest, the green button-up shirt. It looks really good, and then he also has his green hair. But the face is different. The face is something we haven't seen before.
Honestly, I do like this Joker design more than I like the Suicide Squad Joker.
Me too.
Suicide Squad Joker looked dumb.
Yeah, I hated the tattoos. Suicide Squad Joker would have looked fine if they got rid of the tattoos.
Yeah, if he just was like short green hair with white pale skin.
Yeah. But not the Juggalo Joker.
Yeah, Juggalo. That's a good description. I like that. Juggalo Joker. Yeah. He looked like a Juggalo. Nothing against you Juggalos who are listening.
Yeah, if any.
If any.
You guys are weird. No offense.
You've got a unique taste in music.
Did I ever tell you there was a convention I went to in Chicago? It was one of the Wizard Worlds. A couple of the people from Twisted were there.
Hmm.
And it just made a weird clash of
Juggalos
and nerds.
Juggalo versus, like, Harry Potter nerds?
Yeah, like, it was just... Well, it wasn't Harry Potter. It was... Wizard World was from Wizards of the Coast. Used to do magic. Like,
oh, Magic Gathering.
Yeah, yeah. But it was from Wizard of the Coast. They also had, like, their Wizard Comics Publishing magazine and... They had a bunch of stuff, but it was Wizard World Chicago.
Okay.
And It was just a comic convention. But okay. There were people from Twisted there with a bunch of nerds. It was just like, this is weird.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Fucking magnets, how do they work?
Yeah, right?
Electromagnetism. That's how they work. Strong and weak nuclear forces, electromagnetism, and gravity. Those are the four fundamental forces of the universe.
Yes.
Carl Sagan.
This Joker looks nice, though. I'm going to give this movie a shot. There's some.
Oh, no, this movie's going to be great regardless of what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as they take the subject matter seriously. Yeah. I am a little sketched about the guy because he's done nothing but The Hangover.
Well, yeah.
He might have done other things.
But. Martin Scorsese is producing it, though, too, which tends to get left out. So that's interesting. That's a whole lot of credibility.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some of the like, they released a map of Gotham, like they
for this movie.
Yeah, it's set in the 80s, which is neat.
Ooh,
I know. At one point, Alec Baldwin was attached to play Thomas Wayne. He dropped out.
So then that would mean, in our modern day DCU,
this is not connected. This is not connected to the current movies.
Okay, because I was going to say, no, if it was connected, that would make Joker 60.
Yeah, this is not connected. This is not connected at all.
That would be interesting.
Because
do you remember...
Seems like Gotham, the TV show. All the villains are so much older than Batman.
Yeah. But, I mean, wouldn't that be interesting to see, like, a Dark Knight, like, old man... Because, I mean, there was in that movie where it was old man Joker versus old man Batman.
Yeah. Return of the Joker, Batman Beyond movie.
Well, not just that, but I mean like the old Dark Knight, like the animated movie that came out not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, the Dark Knight. Dark Knight Returns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I tasted the wings and beer.
Ooh. Your stomach's going to hate you later.
Yeah. It's not my stomach. It's my intestines.
Yes.
But... I'm in my apartment, so I can do what I want.
No shit.
But I will be later.
Yeah. Yes, you will. It's just, I'm looking forward to this. But on the map, there were Easter eggs for Batman fans. Like Nolan's, a name of a street on the map, and Snyder. I'm going to say Scott Snyder, not Zack Snyder, is referenced.
Okay.
The Batman writer, Scott Snyder. I'm going to say it's him and not Zack Snyder.
Okay.
Let's go with that, right?
Yeah.
Burnside's on there, which I think is neat. One of the boroughs.
Okay.
It's where Batgirl currently resides.
Batgirl or Batwoman?
Batgirl.
Okay.
It would have been nice to have seen Bloodhaven on there, too, but I don't recall seeing it. Just neat little Easter eggs. So this movie is definitely embracing what it is, but it's also not beholden to the rest of their slate of movies. So, I'll check it out, 100%. What's up?
My friend texted me some weird specifics about a car.
Huh.
Oh, it says Volvo fucking fetish. I don't give a shit.
That's funny.
Because the thing is I have an argument with him all the time about, like, since I work for a Swedish furniture company,
yeah,
and he has an obsession with a Swedish car manufacturer. Dude, stop texting me, Jesus. I don't care.
Sending now.
fuck it. Hold on. I'm going to record this live from my... Dude, do you really think that I give a fuck about this shit?
Awesome. Awesome.
That's a real text that just went out.
It is. And you're drunk. Maybe he was in need of something.
he's in need for confirmation that this is a good investment of your money. I'm going to buy this car. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's your money. You want to buy a car, buy a car.
Yeah, right? All right, so we're at an hour. I think we covered everything we thought about covering.
What else? Is there anything else?
I don't think so. I wasn't really prepared.
Well, besides that, the only thing that I can mention is it's starting to finally feel like fall, so I'm looking forward to...
I mean, yesterday was just the first day of fall.
Yesterday was the first day of fall, so happy fall, everyone. Happy fall equinox. it's going to be a nice cool. I'm ready for the cold weather. Are you ready for the cold weather?
I don't like cold. I like cool, but I don't like cold. I fucking hate snow.
I love snow. Honestly, one of my favorite memories of working at the Swedish Furniture Company is I was pushing carts out in minus 10 degree weather.
Have they been open that long now?
Yeah. Jeez. They've been open the location of the IKEA, of the furniture Swedish company.
Not as good of a save.
In Indianapolis, they've been open for about, they were opened of October of last year, so we're about to come at 1 year since we've opened. But I've been there more than a year. I was there a month before they opened. Month and a half before they opened. Can you bleep that out?
No.
Don't bleep it. It really doesn't matter. I know for a
fact. Well, I don't. You're just rambling at this point.
I know for a fact I've already said the name in other podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like everyone knows where we work at the other place.
Yeah.
Everyone probably knows where they work at this place, but you'll never find me at the Swedish Furniture Company because you'll never recognize me, because just because I have a good voice doesn't mean that you'll recognize me in the Swedish Furniture Company.
Unless you come and see us on Tuesday nights at Sun King Brewery.
Which we highly encourage.
Which we highly encourage to come out to my trivia nights.
Mm-hmm. They're fun.
See if you can beat me.
What's the highest score you've ever gotten? Because, I mean, you do three rounds.
Four rounds
of questions of 15.
15 questions apiece. So with multiple answers.
So highest possible score you could honestly get is about...
It really varies. There's no... Because I've had some questions that are worth 5 points.
Okay, let's hypothetically take that the highest you could possibly get is 100.
Yeah.
What's the highest score you've ever had?
I think the closest I've gotten to 100 points possible is 80-something.
So you see...
I've had mid-60s.
So saying that, you would understand that it's not only informative, but it's also quite obscure stuff. So if you enjoy obscure trivia and, like, general trivia and then more challenging trivia, you should definitely come and enjoy trivia at the Sun King Fisher's location, 96th Street, and... it's the nearest cross section would be Haig.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right across from the fancy jewelry store that you hear ads for all the time.
And that Galaxy 14 theater.
Yeah.
Pan Express, which is, please sponsor us, which is a good food place. I'm actually craving it a little bit right now.
No, you just had a ton of wings.
I did, but I've also had a ton of beer.
Okay.
So I'm definitely feeling that fury of...
Anyways... come see us. Also, find me on Twitter at @DavidWest_KOES. Or on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show.
And I've already mentioned, don't find me on Twitter because I don't post.
But could they? Are you on there?
I am on Twitter, but I think I've only tweeted twice in my entire Twitter career.
Yeah, well. No, that's time to call it.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. It's probably time for... you to go home. I'm probably going to drink a little bit more and then pass out on my couch.
Nice, nice, nice. Good job.
Bachelor life is fun, but it's also quite depressing.
I'm going to go have my wife walk on my back.
See, that's the thing. There's a difference between having a bachelor life and having somebody who's committed to you and who loves you. That sucks. I mean, my family loves me, but I wish another human being...
Kurt, you've had too much alcohol. You're starting to get depressing.
Oh, Halloween's coming up. Just a quick mention. I know that we're a little bit over time. Do you know what you want to be for Halloween?
I'm probably going to end up working, so...
You know how last year I was a Viking?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that same theme, but I think I'm going to do a really obscure Odin costume that a lot of people won't understand.
Okay.
But it's going to start off with a Gandalf the Grey outfit. I'm going to have... a belt that has a noose on it, also that has two ravens on it, mm-hmm. along with a little satchel of runes. So when people ask me who I am, I'll give them... because interesting fact about Odin in Norse mythology, he's got hundreds of thousands of names. So I'll be like, well, you tell me. My name is Runetir. My name is the One-Eyed Wizard. I am Wanderer. I am Hongi. I am Hudi. I am also... Vili Ve Bruder, I am the All Father. I am the thing is you just keep going and going and going with it. People are like, who the hell are you? It's like, oh, I'm Odin.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to have a lot
They're going to punch you in the face. You're not just saying Odin.
But that's another thing. As I can't wait to dress up for... If I get scheduled at my Swedish furniture company to work there, I'm not going to be able to wear the noose on my...
Obviously.
Of course.
But just hanging in one of the fake closets.
Hey, guys! How's it going? Super sturdy! You won't die on this furniture for sure.
Or you would. Because it's not going to break. Oh, guys. So next week I'll be performing a eulogy for Kurt.
Well, I mean, Halloween's not for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm Kurt Steiner.
David West.
Have a good week, guys.